The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the Tigers have done it! They've come into New York and beaten the Yankees to move on to Texas.
Try and be a little more polite, boys. That's from WXYT, CBS Detroit, Dan Dickerson calling it. Yes, the Yankees left 11 men on base and could not pull it out. The Tigers edged out the New York Yankees 3-2 last night. It was a Game 5. There are two more Game 5s on tap in the National League, but the Tigers move on. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sportsologist. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a tough game to watch last night. The Yankees, really, the bats did not light up, and so it's hard to imagine, even if they had won, them moving forward.
You know, the real story is that Jim Leland outmanaged Joe Girardi. I think every move that Leland made turned out into gold, and every move that Girardi made just kind of came out to a stinker.
You know, Leland had a really smart remark at his news conference, I thought, before the game, which I heard, and it really stood out for me. He said, you know, it's better to play these Game 5s and Game 7s on the road because you get too distracted by the fans. There's too much at stake in the home park. He actually was looking forward to being on the road for Game 5. Interesting?
I think that's great. I mean, you know, he seems like the best coach, and at the end they had audio of him talking about Don Kelly's home run in the beginning, and he was choking up talking about what that meant for him. And he made a last minute decision to put him in and inserted him into the lineup because his bat was hot, and he came through.
And you know, Leland was asked over and over again if Verlander was going to pitch if needed last night, and he said no. You know, Leland really has nerves of steel here.
And the other side of this, I think, is interesting. You know, your big players coming up in big moments. So who's the last guy the Yankees want hitting for the last out of the season? Do you want your $207 million, home run hitter there? Of course, you might want, A-Rod at bat, last bat at bat. For the second year in a row, A-Rod strikes out to end the season for the Yankees.
Yeah, that is so ugly and awful. And, you know, you've got problems with Nick Swisher. You've got a lot of problems in that lineup that are going to be discussed in the offseason. Do you suspect that the Yankees will actually make changes?
They're going to have to make some changes. I think they're going to take a little break and figure out what those changes are going to look like, because the biggest one is going to be figuring out what are they going to do with CeCe Sabathia. He has an opt-out clause in his contract, and he can make a decision whether he wants to go or ask for some more money. And that's going to really bottle things up for their organization.
Or get a personal trainer maybe for CeCe. That's another story. So, Ibrahim, let's look forward into the playoffs. The Rangers, do you think they have a chance to beat the Tigers, or do the Tigers have all the momentum?
I think right now the Tigers, their bullpen and their pitching staff gives them the momentum, and Jim Leland is a strategist. I think they have a good chance, but the Rangers, you know, they're coming off of losing last year. They're hardened, and I think they're going to come out and win it.
On the National League side, what do you think, Cardinals or Phillies?
We have a classic pitching duel with the Cardinals and the Phillies, but I think the Phillies are going to come out and win it all. They're just too good right now.
So Phillies-Brewers will take it into the National League Championship Series. That's Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen's call, takeaway sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.